Here's the scene. You're a shy kid at a children's museum and you're playing with an interactive exhibit. But hang on, you can't make it work all by yourself. So what do you do?
Some exhibits at the Madison Children's Museum set up that challenge. The goal is for kids to come up with the answer, work with someone else, and maybe meet a new friend.
Kristen Schutz studies child social development, and she puts her research into practice by helping design these museum exhibits that encourage kids to work together.
Kristen is a professor of psychology and Weizmann Center investigator at UW-Madison and vice chair of the Madison Children's Museum Board of Directors. Kristen, thanks for joining us in the studio.
I'm happy to be here.
Now, at a basic level, this is all about children learning from play. How important is play for a kid's social development?
Play is incredibly important for their social development. It helps them practice all kinds of skills, like their imagination, imagining what's possible, thinking about what they've already done, taking risks and trying out new things. So critical.
And I think people might assume, hey, we as humans, right, we just know how to socialize and we know how to talk to other people. And to an extent, I think that's a little bit true, but there's more to it. How can we set the stage for success for kids to learn these skills and develop them?
Yeah, I mean, I think play is one thing, trying things out and experimenting kind of based on your natural abilities and intuition. But there's also lots of kids and points in development where we need a little bit more help and a little bit more guidance. So we think about things like helping kids how to figure out how to ask good questions of one another, how to discover similar interests that they can build on, things like that.
And now with the Children's Museum, you've been working on exhibits that encourage this kind of socialization and cooperation without coming out and saying it. And I want to start with an example. You've got a fish. It's an interactive sculpture. Paint a picture for us and how it works for the kids.
Yeah, of course. It's a huge fish that's hanging right in the big window at the front of the Madison Children's Museum. So you'll see it on the outside and see it right away when you come in inside. And the cool thing about the fish that's hanging from the ceiling is that you can move it on your own and experience it that way. But the cool things start to happen when two people take the levers and start to move them, which makes the fish do things that it can't do if only one person's operating it.
And so what does that do for the kids then? And, you know, maybe they're there with a sibling and they know how to work together with them. Maybe they're there with a kid they met 30 seconds ago.
Right. Yeah. So first of all, it can just be an invitation to talk to somebody. So especially if you don't know somebody and you're kind of looking around, like you need an excuse to maybe talk to them or an invitation to play with somebody. There's an empty space right there, like come play with me. But it also helps, we know, build social connections when two people move their bodies together and collaborate toward a common goal that can strengthen existing relationships and also help build new ones.
Now, I've experienced children's museums mostly as a parent. It's been a little while now, including the Madison Children's Museum. I haven't really put a lot of thought into the thought that goes into designing exhibits like this. When you're working with the team there to create an exhibit, what kind of thinking goes into making this a social connection building experience for a kid?
Yeah, I mean, the Madison Children's Museum relies on expertise from multiple sources. So, of course, they have an incredible staff that includes artists and people who can, you know, work with different kinds of materials, people who have tremendous early childhood experience and educational settings, and then also sometimes people from the UW who can talk about the developmental science behind how children learn, help gauge what might be developmentally appropriate and what might work best. So it's really a team effort of everybody coming together.
Yeah, what other kind of friendship and connection building exhibits have you worked with that team on?
Yeah, one example that comes to mind is the museum's relatively new exhibit called The Nice Age Trail. Little play there on the Ice Age Trail. And that exhibit is a really fun one. It has lots of fun things for kids to explore. And it's really geared toward getting kids to appreciate nature and to be kind to nature and kind to themselves and other people in nature. So it's kind of multifaceted. But we work together with also members of the community, so parents and different community organizations, to learn from what they would think would be useful in the exhibit and fun for kids. But that one's a great one where they can learn about different animals. They can play together, dress up as different animals, and kind of interact with each other in that way. And there's even a place where they can go in and there's a little phone that you can pick up and they can receive a compliment from another kid. So there's lots of fun aspects to discover that are social.
So assuming we successfully help kids, whether it's at a museum or in home, gain these social connection skills, can you talk a little bit about what we know about the longer term benefits?
Yeah, there are lots of them, and they're really diverse. So they go from things like school belonging, so feeling good in school and like you have a place there and people who have your back, all the way to academic achievements, so the grades that children get, and then also overall well-being, mental health, physical health, things like that. So we're such social creatures that connecting with other people is really fundamental to our success in a variety of domains, and that's true across the lifespan, including with adults.
We're talking to Kristen Schutz, professor of psychology at UW-Madison. She researches child social development, and she works with the Madison Children's Museum to create exhibits to help develop those skills. I think a lot of people are worried these days, right, that children have screen time or they have structured playtime and activities, which can both be fine. But I think there's a sense that's at the expense of that sort of unstructured time to play with other kids, set their own rules. First, do you see this as a potential problem?
Yes, I mean, I do. I think that to be honest, the science here is still developing, and we're trying to understand both the benefits and consequences of these new technologies. For some children, they can be really great ways to communicate. If you're shy or if you have trouble leaving your house, they can provide a way to get out in ways that you haven't socially. On the other hand, when things are very structured, you know, you're taking away that ability to take those risks, have a little more free-form interaction, those kinds of things. So, yeah.
I mentioned my experiences at children's museums as a parent, and I think there's a little bit, especially with little ones, that impetus to want to, like, be with them and kind of helping them figure the stuff out and learning the value as a parent of stepping away, right, and letting them experience. How important is that?
It's really important, and it's especially important for building social connections. So it's good to be a model for your child, to talk about friendship and show up and be a good friend yourself. But we know that when parents are too intrusive, you know, too guiding of social connections, that that can actually undermine children's confidence and their interest in those kinds of interactions. So it's good to use your instincts as a parent to both figure out, when could I step in here and help a little bit? But also, is this a moment to step away and let my child take a risk and try out some things for themselves?
For a parent of a kid who's shy generally, or maybe going through a shy phase, what kind of things can parents do to encourage, you know, making that connection with the kid in the playground or in the museum or wherever that might be, again, without stepping in and doing the work for them?
Right. It could be putting your child in situations that you know that they really enjoy, kind of building on their natural interests and other things, and then putting them in situations where other children are also doing those things. So if they really like art, even at the Madison Children's Museum, we have a beautiful art studio. It could mean that they're sitting there doing their art and they might be a little shy, but now somebody else is doing art next to them and they can maybe have a gentler introduction to one another. So that's one suggestion that comes to mind. Again, building on that fact that we like to be friends with people who share common interests, and that can be a way to kind of connect with other people when you're feeling a little shy.
And I wanted to ask about the work you do at the Social Kids Lab that's informing, in part, some of these museum designs we've talked about. What kind of research are you doing there that helps give us this practical application?
Yeah, so in my lab, which is a more controlled atmosphere, as you might imagine, than the Children's Museum, we do small, short studies with children from the community designed to answer questions about how can a parent help scaffold an interaction for a child, but also looking at how children naturally kind of build these abilities to figure out who's similar to them, to be interested in people who are different from them. Kind of how does that unfold over development?
And I imagine there might be people listening saying, hey, I work at a school or a recreation department or whatever around Wisconsin, and they're interested in this research and what you're doing at the Children's Museum. Are there resources they can turn to with your lab or others that they can then apply in their own backyard?
Yeah, absolutely. We make all of our research publicly available on our website. We also send newsletters to families who participate in our research. So that would be a plug to go to our website and check it out and consider are signing up. And the Madison Children's Museum itself actually does a lot to help us disseminate information about research to parents and other members of the community who are interested. So you could, you know, follow the Children's Museum for all the postings they do for parents and children.
Kristen, thanks so much for joining us today.
Oh, I'm happy to be here. This was fun.
That was Kristen Schutz, professor of psychology and Weizmann Center investigator at UW-Madison, also vice chair of the Madison Children's Museum Board of Directors. Been talking about her work on social development for kids and interactive museum exhibits that help kids work together.